Rambam, Midarkei Hatshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, Midarkei Hatshuva, Liyos Hashav Tzoyik, Tomid Lefnei Hashem, Bebechi U'Betachanunim. You want to know if you're doing tshuva or not? This is one of the ways to test yourself. It's Midarkei Hatshuva. It's not a halacha in tshuva. It's not a mitzvah in tshuva. You're not chayiv in this, but it's the derech of a baal tshuva. Midarkei Hatshuva liyos hashav tzoyek tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi u'betachanunim. Now it's coming from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Tazayin of the Beis. Dalet dvarim mikarin gzardinoi shel adam. Elu ein tzedaka tzaka. Shinui Hashem v'shinui Maisa. It's a little bit strange. Rambam's telling you what a baal tshuva does. He lists the other things as well. But the Gemara doesn't say this has anything to do with tshuva. The Gemara says, you want to know how to tear up your gzardin? Dalet dvarim mikarin gzardin v'shel adam. What does that have anything to do with tshuva? Tzedakah, we understand. It's Makarin is where Yagzeira, Tshuva Tvila Tzedakah. Shino Yashem, the way the Rambam describes it, that a person should be a different person. I'm not that same person. I'm almost a different mensch. Shino Yashem. Shino Maisa Zikr, Asiba Sachet. It's Zikr Tshuva. Where does Tzedakah come in? Tzedakah. Tzedakah, to scream? What do you have to scream for? You understand, davening is Kriyas Gzardin, that's Tshuva, Tfilah, Tzedakah, Mavirin, Asway, Akzeir. But what does Tzedakah have to do with Tshuva? Rambam says it's the derech of Tshuva to make a Tzedakah, to scream. He says, to scream Tumit. You don't have to scream. Let's say everything's going right. Nothing's going wrong. If they go and scream, what do you have to scream for? You have to do Tshuva, do Tshuva. The Michna Meliyahu goes to the famous Gemara. It says that they asked, Shalul Chachma Chayte Ma'anshay. What's with the Chayte? So Chachma said, Chatoyim Tirdoiv Ra. Bad will chase them down. Shalul Nevua. The answer was, Hanefesh Chaytas Yitomus. Shalul Taira. Amra Yavi Asham Vyiskapelai. Shalul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amalahem Yasa Tshuva Vyiskapelai. Hado d'chsiv, toy v'yasha Hashem, alkein yerech ha-toy m'aderek. So Michtan Eliyahu takes this medrash and he softens it a bit. He brings it down to our understanding. What does it mean? Chachma, Nevua, Torah didn't know about tshuva? I mean, the Torah is full of tshuva, especially these parshiyos speaks about tshuva all the time. What does it mean? They're tamos, so there's no hope. Tir Daivara means a person should recognize how ra and how bad and how terrible his chait was. That's the only way to tshuva. To really recognize that he's being chased by evil. He's a nirdaf. He's not looking for good. Everything's bad. Shalu nevua. Nefesh hachitasi tamos. You know what means tamos? Memes as atzmai. Tainis, mitzayr, sigufim. Break your midos. That's what it means, tamos. That's also a mahalak of tshuva. Torah says, Yavi Asham. Asham is a lashon of Shemema. Destroy, to become ois men, shmamis. Like a nobody, like ashes. Like a carbon Asham. And then Shalom Lakadosh Baruch Hu. What should a chayte do? And the Eibishter said, let him do tshuva. An interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, Al kein yorech atoyim baderech. Zotim lechim el yobshat. What happens if we're not holding him all those madrigas? A person doesn't see chet as being so terrible. He doesn't feel tamus. He's not up to a level where he feels shemema from his chet. He's a lost case. But the Eibishter is yoyre chet toyin derech, even if he's still holding by chet. Even if he's still holding in the matzav of chet, he's yoyre chet toyin baderech. He puts him on the road. And what is that? Zok b'mitzvah Eliyahu. Sometimes we're not. It's the beginning of Slichas. Still 9 days away, you know? We're not there yet! Maybe we don't feel so terrible. We're not We didn't make our commitments. We didn't make our kabbalas. We didn't feel that charata. We're not broken hearted yet. It's the first night of sliches. Zotim mechdom Eliyahu. Kam meduvar betshuva ketana. This madrega of shalul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where a person doesn't feel so terrible yet. It's a small darga of tshuva. Shadayin lo yaz al cheta yvein libo yimol lo yogin v'anocha v'noisav. He mamash doesn't feel that terrible yet. He wasn't aroused. He didn't wake up. Ein nafshei meisav rikir boi, ein ein margish shorom radefes. He's not holding by those three madregas. Avalim kol zois hu yodei ha-shechata. Saif, saif. Person comes to slichas even the first night. He knows he wasn't perfect. Yodei ha-shechata. He's not holding back tshuva yet. But he wants to be able to do tshuva. He's in the step where he's not yet doing the three levels of tshuva that were mentioned before. He doesn't feel horrible. He doesn't feel terrible yet. He doesn't feel broken. But what he does feel is, I know I did plenty wrong, and I want to do tshuva. The libay tsoyek el Hashem. And he cries out to Hashem, Sheyazvenu lenatek es kavle yitzer, to please set me loose from the chains, from the shackles of the yitzer. Let me get out of this position of feeling callous and dead and sleepy. This is what's called Yoyra Chatoyim Adar. He's still a chayte, but he calls out and he cries, Hashem, I'm lost. I'm so far away. I don't even feel terrible. I just know I was chayte and I got to do tshuva. So that chayte, Hashem is Yoyra Chatoyim Adar. Hashem at least puts him on the road. Hashem responds to that. But it's dafka b'derech tzedaka. Coming off of Shabbos, but the first slichah is always right after Shabbos. Shabbos is introduced with a funny kapitel tehillim. How you do? Hashem ki toyik el yudu v'pasta. The Gemara that says that a person is tzoyik, Gemara shan that the Rambam is based on, Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalid Dvarim, that on Mekarin, Zagdina Shaladam, that a person is tzoyaka, comes from a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, how you do Hashem ki toyik? And the pasuk goes through all the people that are chayiv, hayda, that are chayiv to bench goyim. A person is going and he's towed by midbar, he's traveling the midbar and he's lost and he does, he's thirsty, he's dying of thirst. Hashem saves them. A person is locked in jail. Avila, a person is a chayte and he's holding my death. He's nafal amishkaf, because he's dying. Vayizaku al Hashem etzalohem im tzukoseyem yushiyim. And again, weiter, people that are yordei hayam, they're flying, the boats are going in a storm. Vayizaku al Hashem etzalohem im tzukoseyem yushiyim. Four times, for all the four people that chayim like this. Tzaka, tzaka, tzaka. What's the point of all this tzaka? In a situation of danger, we understand people cry, people scream. Why is this a chelek of tshuva? It's a famous word from Chaim Shalevitz, he is, that from the three advisors to Paran, Bilam says got killed, Yisrael ran away, he was zeicha, he protested and ran away, he was zeicha to Moshe, and Eoyev who had, he stood and did nothing. Eoyev got all the Yisuri, Eoyev, and Chaim Shmulevitz, he is. What's happened? He got all the Yisuri, Eoyev. Eoyev had a taima. I knew if I would protest, Barry wouldn't listen anyway. And the Abishter's response with Chaim Shmulevitz said in his famous words, Asitut vei veintmin. You don't need a reason. What's the point of crying? Asitut vei veintmin. If you felt for Klaisel that they're being wronged, by Paray, you'd scream, you'd protest, whether it helps or not. Last week's Parsha Kiseite, we have a mice with a knife. A young girl. Ki anayr basuba mayrasala ish mtsa ish ba'ir v'shachavima. Someone takes advantage of this young girl. V'tseis mishneim al shara ira hiu sekalta misam avon mamesu. Chayav skilo, she's anayr marasa, they both chayav skilo. Why is the Naira Chayiv Skila?
HaNaira al Devara Shaloi Tzarka.
She was in a city, and obviously she didn't scream, because if she would have screamed, people would have come to help her. And the fact that she was not assisted is a raya she didn't scream. The Pasuk doesn't say she gets skila because she did a terrible thing. The Pasuk says, al devar shalei tzak. Next Pasuk, what happens if a girl is basodeh? Ki basodeh mitzah, she's pater. She was an oinus. Tzarka, she certainly cried out. Tzarka hanayru. Ve'im ha-shiyala, nobody was able to help her. Oh, Sarka! She's butter. Lanayu le sasadover. There's a very big yisayid in Sarka. It defines what you really feel. Lanayu hamurasa, the difference between life and death. Mi yichel, mi yomus. Did she scream? If she didn't scream, that means there was ratzai. And if she screamed, whether people help her or not, it means it was oinus. The nekuda of tshuva, forget about mekarin royak zah, the nekuda of tshuva, that tzaaka plays a role in tshuva, is you're saying, I am an oinus! Ritzoineinu lasveiz ritzoincha! I'm an oinus, Rebbeinu Shalom, save me! Whether a person is in a matzav of tzara, whether things are going well, you're establishing yourself as I am a person that wants to do Ratzon Hashem. Ich will zu willen! That's what we're holding right tonight. Just one short story. I heard it from Rabbi Feiner. Told me anytime. He said he once got in a car in Eretz Yisrael with a taxi driver. The taxi driver's name was Nissan. So he says, well, what a nice name, Nissan. He says, yeah, I'm a Baal Nes. He says, what's the Baal Nes? I'll tell you a story. So a few years ago, I went to sleep and I had a dream. What was the dream? I saw numbers in the dream. I saw numbers. And I woke up remembering the numbers and knowing that those numbers are important. So I went and I bought a lottery ticket. And I lost. So I bought another lottery ticket. And I lost. And I lost. And I kept on buying. I knew it was a real dream. And I just kept on putting in those numbers. And I kept on losing. One night, I had been coming back from driving people from the airport. Very late night. And it was already 6 months from the dream. And you had to buy the ticket before midnight. The face. And I said, Nissan, you know, it's been 6 months. Nothing happened. Go to sleep. And I went to sleep. The next morning, I turned on the radio. That was the night. Those numbers won. And I lost. And for 3 days, I could not get out of my bed. I was writhing in my sorrow that I missed that one opportunity. He says, Rabbi! What can I do about it now? You know what I said? Nothing. You missed the opportunity. We have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Let's put down the Svar. Who had Yom Kippur first? But Hashem knows that if we'd have Yom Kippur first, we'd miss the boat. We wouldn't take advantage. It would come too quick and go by too soon. We wouldn't take advantage. So we have Rosh Hashanah before to get us in the right mood, and we have Slichas before. But the Indian of Slichas, tonight we have an opportunity to be kaveh for ourselves and scream and say, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm an oinus. And we can't say life is so good. I'm sorry, we suffered our own chaver being nifted on us this year. So many tragedies happened to Klal Yisrael. It's taka b'tzar lahem. It's not that we have the Ebesh just sending such wake-up calls. Who knows what the message is. But the one thing we have to be kaveya is Ribbono shel Olam, I want. I'm an oinus. And it's something that's holding us back. This is our opportunity and we shouldn't miss it.